This is Radio Labour.
Hello, I'm Marc Boulanger. Temporary work through employment agencies is rising dramatically around the world. The latest figures for the global workforce show that between 1996 and 2009, the number of so-called agency workers more than doubled. The result is that many workers find themselves employed at a worksite for many years, but are not considered part of the permanent workforce with subsequent wages and benefits. Others are forced from job to job, never building seniority or the chance to join a worksite union. The Global Union Industrial has released a report describing the growth and effect of agency work. I talked to the author of the report, Jenny Holcroft. Ms. Holcroft is the Director of Policy, Trade and Development for Industrial. I asked her first to define agency work.
Agency work is basically when workers are supplied to an enterprise by a temporary work agency. It's characterized by its triangular nature. So workers are in what we would call a triangular employment relationship. They are legally employed by the agency, but they are actually working for the enterprise. And it is this triangular relationship which causes all sorts of problems for workers.
What are the effects of agency work on workers?
Well, firstly, agency workers, as a general rule, often tend to be paid less than other workers performing the same job, and they often don't have access to the same conditions that permanent workers have. But the main problem of the triangular relationship is that it denies workers their trade union rights, which make it impossible for them to take any action to improve their conditions. What I mean by that is it's very difficult for an agency worker to join a trade union. There might be legal obstacles, but there's also practical obstacles. As they're temporary workers, they're often less inclined to join a union because they may not be around for very long, though in fact many, many temporary workers are employed for years and years on temporary contracts. But the biggest problem really is the incapacity of agency workers to bargain collectively with their employer. They're put in a catch-22 situation, effectively. They're employed by the agency, technically, but they can't bargain collectively with the agency because it's the enterprise where they're working that actually determines their working hours, their salaries, directs their work, sets all of the conditions of employment, and that should be who they're bargaining with, but they're not allowed to bargain with that person, that enterprise, because they're not employed by it. So that is the fundamental problem with agency work. And what we've been seeing is that agency work, instead of being peripheral as a temporary stopgap for temporary needs like employee absences or peaks in production demands, we're seeing it replacing permanent employment.
Is agency work on the increase?
It certainly is on the increase. We've seen this from the own statistics of SEIT, which is the global organization that represents not only the major global agencies such as Manpower and Adecco, but also national federations of private employment agencies. Their own statistics show massive growth in the industry. We think that that growth is even underestimated because that only accounts for those organizations that are formally recognized as employment agencies, whereas throughout the world, labor brokers, labor dispatchers, subcontractors are fulfilling the same role of providing employees in a triangular relationship to enterprises. And we've seen that exploding over recent years and entering into parts of the economy where it never really had much of a foothold. But now in the industrial sectors that Industrial covers, we see an increasing percentage of the workforce not employed directly, but employed through third parties such as agencies.
Private employment agencies are represented at the world level by the International Confederation of Private Employment Agencies, SEIT. What does SEIT do to promote agency work?
Well, obviously their role is to try to increase the market share of their members. And the role that they play that is most damaging from our perspective is that they lobby governments to change legislation to free up economies to their operation. In many countries, there are simply no laws at all dealing with agency work because it hasn't been a phenomenon. In other countries, there are actual bans on agency work, but all over, we're seeing agencies appearing in these countries. And then the next step, of course, is to lobby for legislation that will allow them to operate. And once the legislation has changed, the floodgates are open and you get all kinds of operators entering the market, supplying workers to enterprises, enterprises that are really trying to avoid the risks of employment by passing those risks on to another organization.
Can you give us examples of where in the world labor unions have been fighting the growth of agency work?
Well, pretty much everywhere our unions are trying to do that. The main avenues that they have are themselves to lobby governments to try to get legislation that restricts agencies. And for example, we see in Russia, there's a bill currently before the Duma that has been proposed by trade unions to try to curtail agencies from that country. Another example, the other way around, is where unions have been fighting legislation in Malaysia that was trying to open up the economy to agencies. And unions were very successful in Malaysia in actually stopping that legislation. It's gone through, but only for one sector of the economy, which is the plantation sector, though the unions fear that it will be very much back on the agenda and they will have to fight that fight again. So unions are using legislative means to address agency work. But of course, the real power of trade unions is through collective bargaining. And that's where we're seeing unions getting agreements either with enterprises or at industry level to effectively limit or even ban agency work from particular sectors of the economy.
I understand that the struggle against agency work is particularly strong in Southern Africa.
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, this has come about because in Namibia, there in fact was a ban on labor agencies, but that was overturned by the courts in Namibia, again, due to lobbying largely by agency organizations and business. In neighboring South Africa, they wanted to do the same thing, but were unable to get laws that would ban them. So our affiliate in South Africa, NUMSA, the National Union of Metal Workers, has been instead pursuing the same goal through their agreements with employers at industry level. And in a number of industries now, they have managed to secure a ban on labor brokers because what they saw was that a labor broking in the metalworking industries particularly was undermining permanent work. It was lowering salaries, lowering conditions, and putting people in a permanent state of temporary employment.